It's always a privilege to share the Word of God, though I'm not here nearly as much as I want to be. Praise God. You know, so there's this thing that my kids do. It's a bad habit they've got. And as long as they've got this bad habit, I'm going to have to work. Because until they break the habit of eating, I can't break the habit of working. But, you know, praise God. Thank God for a job. You know, some people say, well, I'm believing the Lord for money. And every time I believe the Lord for money, work comes around. I don't understand it. You know, some people get into spooky natural. They call it woo Christianity. You know, they float about 3 feet above the ground and woo. The Lord tells them this week, and woo, the Lord tells them that week. And you know, you follow their lives, and dear Lord, God's a schizophrenic. But the truth of the matter is, God is not that way. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. Praise God. You know, it's always good to laugh. The Bible says, he who sits in the heavens laughs. So if we get a little punchy and jokey, it's not a sacrilege. Praise God. But because we want to get into the Word of God, look over with me in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And we're going to begin reading in verse 4. Hallelujah, Lord, we love you today. You're so wonderful. And I'm reading from the New King James Version. Verse 4. 1 Corinthians 12, 4. There are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are diversities of ministries, but the same Lord. There are diversities of activities, but the same God who works all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're going to stop right there. Glory to God. You can go ahead and sit down. I'm going to talk to you about the manifestation of the Spirit of God tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. I like the fact that it says that it's different for different individuals. Amen. You know, some people, when you talk about the manifestation of the Spirit or the anointing, people look at it so differently. And they look at it like the anointing has to flow a certain way or it's not the anointing. But you know, the anointing's really like electricity. Really, it is. It's God's power in the Spirit, just like electricity is God's power in the natural. You understand that? Now, how many of you know that right now, electricity is going through the lights, and it's causing light to come? Electricity is going through the air conditioning system, which is causing it to get cool in here. Electricity is going through the sound system, which is causing sound to be here. But let me ask you a question. Is electricity light? Is it sound? Is it cold? No. It reacts. Those are reactions based upon with the design of the thing that the electricity goes through. Right? That's why a lot of times when the anointing, the Spirit of God comes in here, you'll find that some people, they're praisers, man. They just, let's pray. Let's worship God. Let's just minister to the Lord. Then you got preachers, and man, they want to preach. You got evangelists, and they want to evangelize, right? You got givers, and they want to just can't wait till the offering time. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, and you got teachers who want to teach. And so we cannot look at when God is manifesting himself through these diverse gifts, through these diverse ways, we can't look at it and say, well, you know what? Jason, gosh, you got to sing so many songs, brother. Pastor, you got to preach so long. Oh, dear Lord, here's Brother Steve again. He's going to be teaching again. Everybody flows differently, and we've got to learn to complement the gifts and learn to get excited with the gifts that flow there. I mean, we got a lot of different teachers that come through here, a lot of different preachers that come through here, and every one of them's got a different style. Does that mean that one of them misses God and one of them doesn't? No. It's how God flows. Why? Because God, you are uniquely made. God, in his infinite wisdom, took part of his attributes and placed them inside you. With gifts and talents. I tell you what, I don't really do a whole... There's some things I do when the presence of God... But a lot of times, I just step back in and just enjoy. You know, people are up here ministering and all. I don't get involved, not because I don't think it's God. It's just that I like to see the way God moves. I like to watch Him move. You know, I'm sitting here, people weeping before the Lord. Inside my heart, I'm rejoicing, saying, Lord, thank you for touching them. Why? Because the manifestation of the gift, the manifestation of the Spirit is given to profit all. Amen. It's not just to profit the person who's flowing through the Spirit. It's to minister life to all. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, we're going to talk about a couple of things that we can do in our daily lives to help the manifestation of the Spirit in your daily life. Hallelujah. Because we're always crying out for more of God. Always want God to move. I don't know about you, but I daydream about things happening. You know? I daydream about winning the lottery even though I don't play it. I mean, you know, let's be honest. Everybody, or Ed McMahon showing up at your door with a big check. Here you go. I wouldn't close the door and say, you're at the wrong address. I say, thank you, Lord. Right? If we're honest with one another. And, you know, I daydream about walking through and seeing people being healed by the shadow, my shadow passing by. Not because I'm something wonderful, but because the life and nature of God just flows freely. This is a desire I have. Nothing wrong with that. Hallelujah. Daydream about the dead being raised. Daydream about these things. Daydream about limbs on people that don't have limbs growing back. Why? Because our God is awesome. And He can do these things, and He wants to do these things. Now, I'll tell you this. A lot of times when you talk about the manifestation of the Spirit, you always hear this term, it's as the Spirit wills. And the connotation through 99% of that teaching is, He's not willing. And that's wrong. God is so willing to move, He didn't wait for man to cry out to Him. He sent Jesus. He is so willing to minister life and health and healing in you, for you. He didn't wait for you to get good enough to call on Him. If He did, we'd still be waiting. Because I'm not good enough for Him to fix me. It's by His grace and His mercy. Amen. And so, you know, He is willing. I like it when Jesus walked through the earth and people would cry and say, Lord, if you're willing, heal me. And He says, I'm willing. Be healed. He didn't say, well, you know, it's Thursday and I really wanted to have a healing service tomorrow night. Can you come back? He never said that. Or He never said, you know what, we need to sing one more song. Need to make sure that everything is just right. Don't grieve the Holy Spirit, because I don't know if I can heal you if you grieve Him. And He's willing. I mean, you think about it. When Jesus was ministering healing, sometimes people were just poking Him and touching Him, seeing what He was doing. And a woman with an issue of blood touches Him, and he felt that power go out of Him. And what happened? He turned around and said, Peter, who touched me? Peter says, Jesus, everybody's touching you. Pick somebody. He was willing. And we've got to get out of this mindset that well, you know, I wasn't good enough, and because I wasn't good enough, then God is not going to move, or because everything is not right, God's not going to... Listen, God's moving whether you get involved with it or not.
That's right.
He's moving. He's ministering life. He's touching people's. Praise God. But we wanted to get Him to manifest in our lives. Through our lives. It's not good enough for me to sit back and watch God use other people. Though I enjoy it, I want to be used. Amen. But I want to be used how God uses me. See, one thing, it's just like David couldn't take Saul's armor when he went to battle. I can't take somebody else's anointing and try to make their anointing work for me. Neither can you. Hallelujah. I mean, you think about great men of God. I think about Smith Wigglesworth. I love Smith Wigglesworth. I'm not going to pray for people like Smith Wigglesworth. Forget it. I mean, you know, they put a deformed baby on the stage. He kicks it off. Lands completely well. You know? People who are sick, he comes along and punches them. Guy comes up for prayer twice. He turns around, kicks him in the seat of his britches and says, I've already prayed for you. You're already healed. He didn't have a compassionate ministry, but he had a healing ministry. And see, but you know what? That wouldn't work for me. Kick somebody in the seat of the pants, they turn around and punch me. And that wouldn't be by faith. Right?
That's right.
But the manifestation of the Spirit of God is to profit.
Yes.
Not just to profit your name, but to profit the person you're ministering to. And God wants to minister in our lives. He wants to manifest Himself in our lives. Jesus said this in John 14, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and He will give you another helper." Everybody say helper. Because there's a term there that I want you to get ingrained later on when we get to that point. He's a helper. He didn't say, "I'm going to send you another doer. I'm going to send you a helper." And we'll get to that. "To be with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees Him nor knows Him. But you know Him." Hallelujah. Praise God. Aren't you glad you know the Holy Ghost? Aren't you glad you know the Spirit of God? Aren't you glad you can recognize the Spirit of Christ from within? Hallelujah. Praise God. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees Him nor knows Him, you know Him, for He dwells with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. Hallelujah. You know, there's times when the devil will make you feel like you're all alone. And you know, there's a satanic trio that comes along. And the first one says, "Oh, nobody likes you." The second one says, "He's right, nobody likes you." And the third one says, "Well, you know what? Nobody likes you, and you're all alone." And a lot of Christians believe that. And then they get to praying before the Lord, "Lord, I need you. Where are you, God?" We should be lifting up our hands saying, "Lord, thank you. I'm not alone. I'm not an orphan in this thing. You have not left me. You will never leave me. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I am not alone in this situation." One with God is a majority, my friend. One with God is a majority. He said, "I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. Yet a little while and the world will see me no more, but you will see me." Hallelujah. "Because I live, you will also live. And in that day you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. Whoever has my commandment and keeps them is he who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself." Hallelujah, hallelujah. He said, "I will manifest myself to him." Judas, not Iscariot, said unto him, "Lord, how is it that you will manifest yourself to us and not to the world?" And Jesus answered, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him, and we will make our home with him. Whoever does not love me," hallelujah, "does not keep my words. And the word that you hear is not mine, but the Father who sent me." I like this. He says, "If you love me and keep my commandments, I'm going to show up." Hallelujah. If you love me and keep my commandments, I'm going to show up. That's what he said. That's what he said. If you love me and keep my commandments, I'm going to show up. Now, he didn't promise that he'd show up at the most opportune time. Like when that guy almost runs you off the road and you want to just bless him, lay hands on him repetitively with much strength, hallelujah. And then you got to keep the commandments of the Lord that says, bless those. Pray for them. Or when it's 2:00 in the morning and somebody's going through something and he manifests himself to you and he says, "You know, so-and-so needs prayer. Wake up." But Lord, don't you realize I got to work in the morning? No, he never realized that. God was just all stuck. He forgot your work schedule. You believe that? But he'll manifest himself to you. And see, that's when that's when you begin to flow with Him. Now see, over in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, he goes on and he talks about different classifications of the gifts of the Spirit. We call them the gifts of the Spirit. They're manifestations of the Spirit. Praise God. He talks about the different classes. You know, there's three classes. One class reveals things. Word of knowledge, word of wisdom, discerning of spirits. Right? You're familiar with that. Praise God. One class says things. Tongues, interpretation of tongues, and prophecy. Right? And one class does things. The power gifts. Hallelujah. Working of miracles, the gift of special faith, and gifts of healings. Praise God. Now they operate differently through different people. Praise God. That's why you need to walk with the Lord, get in the Word, learn about Him from Him, and learn to flow with Him for yourself. We can't have a class on talking in tongues. You know? I can't tell you. All you got to do to speak in tongues is spell Coke backwards. E-K-O-C. No, I can't tell you that. Because that's not how you talk in tongues. Are you with me? Or you can't sell it, say it by spelling Eddie. E-D-D-I-E. Right? No, it's a manifestation of the Spirit of God. It's a manifestation of the Spirit of God. God wants to flow. And He wants you to learn how to flow with Him. See, that's part of a partnership. Everybody say partnership. You see, with God, this thing that we have is a dance. It's a dance. You can't dance with a mannequin, can you? You can, but you trip over it. I have never tried that, so don't even think that. Well, what happens when you're dancing? Your partner has to move with you, or you get tripped up. And in life with God, you learn to dance with Him. He takes the lead, you follow. And it doesn't happen every single day. You're not going to do it 100% every single day. But guess what? You don't quit. Right? How many of you learned how to tie your shoes in one time and did it correctly the first time you ever tried it? Nobody. I mean, my son, when he started getting dressed, it looked like, wow. His dresser threw up on him. And still needs help in some areas, but you know what? We don't let him run around naked. It's a process. The things of God are a process. Learning to flow with the Spirit is a process. You're not going to happen overnight. You're not going to become an expert overnight. But that doesn't mean you quit. It doesn't mean, well, you know, I missed it, so, you know, this gifts of the Spirit thing, that's for that other church. No. You can't get out that easy. You try, you get up, you fall. But you keep going. But Jesus said this. He said, if you love me and keep my commandments, I'll manifest myself to you. The Bible says in Galatians chapter 5, verse 13, it says, for you are all called to freedom, brothers. Only do not use your freedom as an opportunity for flesh, but through love serve one another. For the whole law is fulfilled in one word, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. But if you bite and devour one another, watch out that you're not consumed by one another. Everything that the Word of God has is summed up in one simple word. Love. I wrote this down because when the Spirit of God spoke it to me this afternoon, I almost fell off my chair. It says, the Spirit of God will manifest Himself more when we make walking in love our top priority. If we stop trying to push our own agenda, if we stop trying to push our own way, if we stop trying to do this or that, if we focus on walking in love, first and foremost, walking in love, the Spirit of God will move. The Spirit of God will work. He will operate. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Spirit of God will flow. When love is our top priority. When love is our priority. You want to see God move? Start walking in love. I can tell you this. I had a particular fellow that I didn't care for. I work with him. And he got fired. And he should have got fired. And if I was his boss, I would have fired him before he got fired. But he got fired, and I was a district manager of a newspaper at that time, and I was delivering a down route, and happened to drive by and saw him there on a cot, laying out on the sun. So I pulled up and I said, "Hey, how you doing?" "Oh man, life is terrible. I lost both my jobs. I'm doing this and that and the other." He says, "I just don't know what to do." I said, "Oh man, I'm sorry to hear that. Have a nice day." And I said, "Great, I got my car. Lord, help him." God said, "You know, $5 you got in your pocket? Yeah, give it to him." "But Lord, I had plans for that $5, and it wasn't giving it to him." Talking about the manifestation of the Spirit. Give him that $5 and give him your phone number. "I don't want to." "Get behind me, Satan. You're devouring my money. I can't be God." So after a while, the Lord persuaded me. He annoyed me until I gave in to him. And I turned around and he's driving his car towards me. And I pulled my car over and I get out of my car and I said, "I want you to have this." And I gave him that $5 and that business card with my phone number on it. And I went about my way and I said, "Well, okay, Lord, I did what you said." 2 weeks later, my phone rings. I didn't answer it. It was him. He left a message on my answering machine. "I really need to talk to you. Can you please call me back?" "I don't want to call him back. He's annoying." Okay, I'm the real person in church today. He was annoying. I didn't want to talk to him. So I'm taking my shower. I'm getting out of the shower. It was my day off. I was like, "Great, it's going to be a good day. Got my day off. I can kind of putz around and do my own thing." I stepped out of the shower and the Lord said, "He's coming over today and he's going to get saved." I said, "Really, Lord? Can you send him to somebody else? Maybe you've never had this hard experience with the Lord." I've changed since then, by the way, because this was about almost 18 years ago. So I've changed a little bit. I got a little bit more compassionate. Not much, but a little bit. And sure enough, I dried off. I get dressed. The phone rings. I answered it. It was him on the other line. I said, he said, "Man, I just need somebody to talk to you." I said, "All right, you can come over at 6 o'clock. Or I think it was 5 o'clock. Because my wife wasn't home yet from work. I said, "You can come over," I said, "for an hour. Because I got somewhere to be." I told him that. I'm not going to lie to him. I had somewhere to be. I was going to go to church that night. We had prayer. And I was going to pray for him that God would send somebody else to him. But nonetheless, he came in there and I started talking to him and I just sat him down there and I try to be obedient to the Lord. And he's talking to me and I didn't browbeat him. I didn't beat him over the head. I didn't tell him he was a rank sinner. He already knew that stuff. Just let him talk. And I said, "Well, let me explain something to you." I said, "God loves you and cares for you. He sent his son to die for you." And I opened up the Bible and I started sharing. Tears started coming down his face. I said, "Let me pray for you." And I led him in the sinner's prayer. He gave his heart to the Lord that day. And he told me something. He said, "Steve," he said, "the reason why I called you," he said, "because you're the only person who wouldn't judge me." Talk about getting slapped in the face. Because inside I knew. I never let anybody else know. But inside. But God manifests himself to imperfect people so he can bless other people. Praise God. When you love him and keep his commandments. His commandment, I followed. I stepped through it. Now, let me tell you a little secret about this guy. About a year or two after he got saved, I moved away. His brother came on Easter Sunday and got saved. His brother's wife was a drug addict. She got saved and delivered. Came back a number of years later. He got married, was able to perform his wedding. He went to Bible college, and he's in the ministry today. See, the manifestation of the Spirit. It works. It works. But you have to work with him. You have to work with him. Praise God. Love. Love is patient and kind. It's not always easy walking in love. Sometimes you may not like doing what God tells you, but you have to be obedient. And then you have to make sure you're willing. You can change willing real quick. When we walk in love, God will manifest himself. When love is our top priority, God will manifest himself. Have you ever had compassion on somebody? And all of a sudden, God would give you a word, maybe a knowing and an insight into their situation. And you're like, wow, where'd that come from? That's God. It's not spooky natural. It's very natural for a believer. It's not out here somewhere. Sometimes it's not even that magnificent, glorified thing that we imagine in our minds. It's just that, wow, God, you're awesome. Like I said, it says here, I will manifest myself to him. Now remember, Jesus said that the Holy Spirit was a helper. And I said this, he's not the doer. Oftentimes, we don't give aid to God in situations. Let me explain this to you. The Holy Spirit is a helper. The Bible says he takes hold together with us against our infirmities because we don't know what to pray for. Jason, can you help me with this? We're going to pick it up and move it back over there. Okay? Jason is the type of the Holy Spirit. He is a helper. I'm going to act like most church people. Okay, help me move it. Help me move it. Help me move it. What have I got to do? I got to get up and take hold together with him to move it. And oftentimes we want God to move us instead of working with us. Look over Mark chapter 16. See, the manifestation of the Spirit comes, but you have to work with him. Sometimes he'll tell you dance and you don't feel like dancing, dance anyway. But I look funny. So what? I'd rather please God and look like a fool in front of you and look wise in front of you, and God saying, you're an idiot. The Bible says the fear of man, it brings a snare. Doesn't it? How many times have you thought, you know, because you're afraid to tell somebody something, you didn't tell them, and then later on, you wished you would have. I remember one time I was talking to this woman about healing. And I went through the scriptures. She had a growth over her eye. And I was talking to her about it. And I was talking to her about, you know, Isaiah 53. How the Bible says that Jesus took our sickness and bore our infirmities. And with his stripes we were healed. And then I took her over to 1 Peter 2:24, where it says that by his stripes we were healed. And then I talked about the anointing of oil. And the Spirit of God prompted me. Said, anoint her with oil and pray for an eye healer. And I just didn't. And I'm sitting there and, you know, we're talking about other things. Finally, I gave in to God. I'm a little stubborn, if you haven't realized that. A little slow to move, but it's okay. I'm growing out of that. And so I went over there and I said, all right, this is my conversation I'm having with the Lord. She never knows this conversation is going on. And I said, listen, I got to pray for you. Oh, I've been waiting for you to do that for about an hour now.
My name is Steve. I'm a loser.
And so we did. I prayed for her. I anointed her with oil. And that thing just went, whew, started shrinking right there in front of my eyes. And it stopped. And I said, I know how to fix this. So I said to her, now listen. We've already begun this. Healing is working now. Don't give up. Don't say it didn't work. I want you, when you're thinking about it, thank God for healing you. Thank God the healing is working. And every morning when you wake up and you look in the mirror and it's there, you thank God that it's healed. And every night before you go to bed and you look in the mirror and it's still there, thank God you are healed. According to the scripture, not according to what you feel, not according to what you see. Because your salvation, how many know sometimes you don't act saved? Mm-hmm. I've seen some of you drive. Might as well lift your hand. So, a couple weeks went by and I was giving a testimony at another church. And she came up to me and she said, I want you to see something. What? I forgot. She said, it's gone. I said, praise the Lord. I said, what happened? She said, I was washing my face, and I said, thank you, Lord, that I'm healed. And she said, I looked in the mirror, and it was gone. Because we act on the word. See, if you do what he said, he'll manifest himself. See, I had to do what he told me to do, and then she had to do what the word said to do. Praise God. You got to work with the Lord. You in Mark 16? You thought I forgot, didn't you? Mark 16, it says in verse 20, and they went out and preached everywhere, while the Lord worked for them and confirmed the message by accompanying signs. It says the Lord worked for them? With them. He worked with them. Praise God. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 3:9, Paul speaking, he says this, he says, for we are God's fellow workers, working together with him. This is where we got to change our thinking. And our thinking is that God, you're going to move, and when you move, it's just going to happen. No, God's going to move when he moves you. And he says, pray for that person. Then pray for them. What happens if they don't get healed? What happens if they do? I'll guarantee you they'll shout louder. Let's look at something else. Because see, this happens a lot too when people get filled with the Holy Spirit. We got a little bit more time? Give me 5 more minutes. Okay, thank you. Acts chapter 2. My Bible program kind of froze up here, so let the squirrel run around. When he's done, might have to borrow Jason's Bible program. Praise God. Oh, that's a new King James. No, just kidding. Praise God. Oh, see, mine came back up. I had to have that anointed touch. The anointing's on worship tonight, did you know? Praise God. Acts chapter 2. It says this, when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were with one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared on them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Who did the talking? They did. They did the talking. Who gave the utterance? The Holy Spirit. You see, that's one of the things that when people get filled with the Holy Ghost, or when they think they're going to get filled with the Holy Ghost, they think God's going to just take their jaw and make them speak in tongues. No. It doesn't work that way. He gives utterance. You yield to him and you speak it out. That's how we pray. When we pray, like in Romans chapter 8, talks about that. When we pray with the Holy Spirit, he gives the utterance. You speak it out. Because we don't know what to pray for. We know how to pray. We pray to the Father in the name of Jesus. That's what he said. But sometimes we don't know all the things that are involved. See, I could start praying for somebody to be healed, but you know what? I don't know what every situation is. There may be something in their life that's hindering them from receiving. And I don't know that because I'm finite in my understanding. Limited in my understanding. But whenever I yield to the Holy Spirit and I begin to pray in other tongues, hallelujah, then I tap into his ability, and his knowledge is infinite. And so that's why praying in the Spirit is very important for the believer. It's actually what I would consider kind of the doorway to the supernatural. Because you begin to pray in the Spirit. You begin to pray in the Spirit. You begin to speak in other tongues. You begin to speak that out. Why? Because God is moving. He's giving utterance. He's talking about things that you don't even know. Speaking forth mysteries. Hallelujah. You're giving him something to work with. Praise God. There's been several times in my life when I just had a burden. You know, that's a Pentecostal term. It's a religious term. What was that? Just something wasn't right. And I didn't know what it was. You know what I'm talking about. So what am I going to do? Man, I'm going to eat some Tums, something. I start praying in the Spirit. God, I don't know what this is. What's going on? But something. It's kind of like, you know, washing your feet with your socks on. It just isn't right. Something, Lord, isn't right. And I don't know what to pray, so I'm going to start praying in the Spirit. Praying with the Spirit. Praise God. Take hold together with me, Holy Ghost. And I start praying in tongues. And next thing you know, that's it. I'm done. How do you know those things? You grow into it. You experience it. And you get victory. But a few times when I prayed those things and God would let me know what I was praying about. Sometimes he hadn't. One time I was coming back from Tulsa. I was tired. I lived in Tennessee, and it was a little drive. And I was pulling into a rest stop, and it's just something. I didn't know what it was. Something wasn't right. And so I started praying in the Spirit. The Spirit of God said, don't stay here. Lord, I'm tired. I want to sleep in my car. Just give me a few minutes. No, don't stay here. Go. All right, I'll go. What happened? Nothing. That's what God intended. Saved my life. Times I was driving down the street, the road, and all of a sudden I'd get that feeling, that understanding, and then start praying. I don't know what it is, but I'm going to speak those things out. I'm going to pray those things out. You see, he's going to obey my words, obey my commandments. That's his written commandments and the promptings of the Spirit. And so I was beginning to yield to those promptings and begin to pray it out, and all of a sudden the Lord told me, you need to slow down up here. Change lanes. One time he told me to slow down. I didn't slow down. I was driving. Hit a big patch of water. There was a semi tractor trailer beside me. Started spinning like this. Only thing I can say is mercy, Lord. That's all I said. Mercy, Lord. I don't know what happened to that tractor trailer. All I know is it didn't squish me. Thank the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
I didn't hit the guardrail. I spun out of control, and I went over here on the side of the road. I was like, whew. So, you know, we were pulling my car. We got my car pulled out of that. And I'm standing there for a second and just got that feeling again. Better move. Took a step forward like this. When I took that step forward, another vehicle hit that patch of water, spun out and came right past me and missed me by that much. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. You got to learn to yield to Him and yield to Him in prayer. That's a, you know, prayer is actually the best place to learn to yield to Him, because it's just you and God. It's not embarrassing when you're praying things out in the Spirit, is it? It's a very comfortable place. That's why every believer needs the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Every believer. Hallelujah. But it's not complicated. It's simple. God wants to manifest Himself in your lives every day. Every day. And it's not a spooky natural thing. It's not a goofy thing. It's not a weird thing. It's a supernatural thing. It's a thing where you have a relationship with Him and He talks to you and you obey. And it's a very private thing for each individual. You know? Just like all the conversations with my wife I have, I don't tell everybody. Aren't you glad? I'm glad. I'd be in a lot of trouble. That's the same thing with God. You have these conversations with Him. You talk to Him about things, and you can share these things, and you can walk with Him like a friend, or even better yet, like a father. You know, I remember whenever I was in Tulsa, and I was learning about God as a father. And, you know, my dad and I had never had a good relationship. You know? We're very, very confrontational. Now that I'm older, I see there's some things that he was right. And I said, God, I don't understand this relationship with you, because my dad and I, we didn't have this relationship. I never forget it. I was at 31st and Garnett Street. The light was red. God spoke to me and He said, son, I'll be a father to you that you've never had. His presence was in my car so strong, I just fell over and wept. You know, just sobbing. God is a father. He can be so real to you. And it's what He wants. He couldn't wait to just be with you. He had to be in you. See, the manifestation of the Spirit is to profit all. God will start telling you things to help you, but it's there to help other people too. It's there to help other people too. Like I said, praying in the Spirit. When you're praying in other tongues, praying in the Spirit, you're taking hold together with Him to move things. And the same thing is true when you're dealing with any other situation in life. Whatever you're talking about. You're talking about finances? Give God something to work with. Sow a seed. Praise God. You're talking about healing? Pray for somebody that's sick. You know, Job, he prayed for his friends, and guess what happened? The Lord turned his captivity after he prayed for his friends. Praise God. Give Him something to work with. Hallelujah. Give Him something to work with. Give God something to work with. He's the helper. He will help you. Whatever it is you're working on, whatever it is you're stressed about, He will help you. But you've got to give Him something to work with. Hallelujah. The manifestation of the Spirit is to profit. Praise God. Jason, why don't you play something on the piano? Hallelujah. Glory to God. God is a good God. And He wants you to learn His Spirit. Doesn't matter. You might say, well, I've been saved for 30 years. And maybe you're not walking where you need to be walking with Him. He said He'll manifest Himself if you obey His commandments. You want more of a manifestation in your life? Obey Him a little more. Praise God. If you're wanting to move more in your life, obey Him more. Sometimes we're asking God to move and we're not doing what He told us to do. God, I want you to bless my family. And He told you to pray for them. God, I want you to do this. And He told you, gave you the answer. And sometimes you might know, this is what I need to do, but you're not doing it. Well, guess what? We serve a compassionate God. More compassionate than me. We can always say, Lord, forgive me. And He'll just wrap His loving arms around us, take us back under His wing, take it in on credit, so to speak. Just make it right with Him. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Now, I'm not going to have a traditional altar call. I just want you to stand up right where you are. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice. Hallelujah. The good news is whatever he's talking to you, it's between you and him. Praise God. Hallelujah. I want you to just do this right now. Say, Lord, I'm yours. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Father, I just thank you for ministering life to your people. And Lord, as we're here before you, I thank you for speaking to hearts. We're your sheep, Lord, the people of your pasture. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. And Lord, as we shared a few things, I thank you for the word of God that will not go back to you void. It will do what it was sent forth to do. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We worship you, Lord. We worship you. We worship you. Shesto le profetes. Iselun trabatasa se pregis. Corre brabis dele frodis talamasite. Igelumbratasa. We worship you, Lord. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you, Lord. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Lord. Lord, there have been times in our lives where we haven't been obedient to you. We haven't walked in love. We haven't sought out love first. For those times, forgive us, Lord. There have been times when we've licked our wounds and wanted revenge. But Lord, you've been merciful to us. And so, Lord, we extend that mercy to others. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for ministering life to us. Thank you for another chance. Thank you for another opportunity. Thank you for another day. Lord, we praise you. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Jesus. Lord, we worship you. We worship you, Lord. We magnify you, Jesus. We thank you for your presence that's here. We thank you for your anointing that's here. We thank you for every bondage being broken. We thank you for chains falling. We thank you for encouraging the hearts of your people. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. You are good, and your mercy endures forever. You are good, and your mercy endures forever. Lord, we worship you, and we praise you. We give you glory. We give you honor. We magnify you, Lord. You're the God of a second chance. You're the God of a third chance. You're the God who's more than enough. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.